Welcome to the weekly insurance news wrap. I'm your host, Paige Estratori, on behalf of Financial Services Online. Today, we delve into the sweeping changes and impactful rulings shaping the Australian insurance industry this week. Our first update surrounds a decisive decision by the Australian Financial Complaints Authority. On August 25th, the authority effectively sided with insurer IAG on a disputed $2,000 property policy excess. This traces back to an eager policyholder who lodged 7 claims in 3 years, causing quite a stir. Despite cries of unfairness and claims that the excess wasn't disclosed, the renewal documents showed otherwise. This case is a firm reminder for all policyholders, consumer and business alike, to thoroughly review their policy terms upon renewal, as this ruling sets a precedent that insurers can impose additional charges in response to high claim frequencies. Moreover, it seems the same authority, AFCA, was at it again, this time ruling on a contentious car insurance payout. Tangled in a dispute between a man, his ex-wife, and a Toyota Land Cruiser, AFCA denied a claim for a hefty $55,905, even though the man held ownership and paid the premiums. His ex-wife, listed as the policyholder, asked the insurer to block said payout. Acknowledging her potential interest in the vehicle, AFCA upheld the insurer's decision. However, the authority saw fit to compensate the man $1,500 for the unnecessary stress, underscoring yet again the importance of clear lines of communication in shared asset insurance policies. Next up, we look towards the Australian Prudential Regulation Authority, which recently unveiled proposed initiatives to address home insurance affordability. Working hand in hand with insurers, government agencies, and the private sector, APRA seeks to overcome prohibitive reinsurance costs, among other issues. Expected later this year, or early next year, is a detailed scheme devised from consultations with general insurers, so keep an ear out for updates on that front. Furthermore, APRA's focus spans broader than accommodating increasing home insurance costs. Keep an eye out for their upcoming climate vulnerability assessment for the insurance industry, set to drop later in the 2025 to 2026 financial year. This study aims to paint a clear view of climate risks within the industry by running the rule over Australia's 5 largest insurers. Lastly, the Australian Securities and Investments Commission isn't easing up on the pressure. Calling for changes in today's life insurance sales and service, the Commission puts the consumers first, urging for improved product offerings and sales processes. Based on feedback and complaints data, the ASIC emphasizes customer-centric strategies, even going so far as to warn of potential investigations if improvements are not seen soon. This push aligns with upcoming legislation allowing new advisor classes for APRA-regulated products, showcasing ASIC's continued dedication to ensuring trust and compliance within the industry. Well, that brings us to the end of this week's Insurance News Wrap. For more information on personal and business insurance, visit our website at financialservicesonline.com.au. Thank you for tuning in. Until next week, I'm Paige Estratori, signing off.